Section B,
强化提升。第一节，听下面五段对话。每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1. What's international aid?
It's an organization to help the starving children in Africa.
Text 2.
To be honest, when I sat in the back of the classroom, I can't see the words on the board clearly.
Well, you've been wearing those same glasses as long as I've known you. Why not get a new pair? It wouldn't cost you too much. Text 3.
I'm really glad our club decided to raise money for the children's hospital, and most of the people we phoned...seemed happy to contribute.
Yeah, I agree. Now that we've gone through all the numbers on our list, I guess we can call it a day. Text 4.
Excuse me, sir. I'm collecting for the Red Cross. Could you spare some money?
Okay, I will see what I've got.
Text 5.
How do you deal with your old clothes?
I give them to the Hope Project to help poor children.
Section 2. 3个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话或独白读两遍。
请第六段材料回答第六七题。
I have a 2-week vacation coming up in 3 months.And I want to take a trip, but I don't really know where to go.
Do you want to stay in this country, or would you prefer to go abroad?
I think I'd like to visit a foreign country. I'm not interested in Africa, but any place else would be fine.
Are you interested in seeing anything in particular? Historical monuments, museums, countryside, people?
Monuments might be interesting.But I think I'd like to see a little nightlife, too. If I'm going to spend lots of money on the trip, I don't want to be bored.
It sounds as if you would do well to go to Europe, possibly to France, Spain, or Italy. There are excellent hotels, so many interesting sights to see, and plenty of nightclubs.
Maybe I'll go to Paris.I have a 2-week vacation coming up in 3 months, and I want to take a trip, but I don't really know where to go.
Do you want to stay in this country, or would you prefer to go abroad?
I think I'd like to visit a foreign country. I'm not interested in Africa, but any place else would be fine.
Are you interested in seeing anything in particular? Historical monuments, museums, countryside, people?
Monuments might be interesting, but I think I'd like to see a little nightlife, too. If I'm going to spend lots of money on the trip, I don't want to be bored.
It sounds as if you would do well to go to Europe, possibly to France, Spain, or Italy. There are excellent hotels, so many interesting sights to see, and plenty of nightclubs.
Maybe I'll go to Paris.
听第七段材料，回答第八至十题。
Grist Clothing, may I help you?
This is Pat Jones from Hope Industries. May I speak to George Grist, please?
Oh, Ms. Jones, this is George Grist speaking. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. The reason why I called is to ask if I can come and show you our new line of swimsuits.
I'd like that. Say, I'm free after lunch. How about this afternoon? Say, 1 o'clock?
I'm afraid I can't then, Mr. Grist. I'll be in a meeting all afternoon. I wish I could get out of it, but...
I understand. Is Thursday at 3 o'clock okay? Are you free then?
I think I am, but let me check. Ah, yes, 3 o'clock is fine.
Great. I'll see you then, Ms. Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Grist. Bye.
Grist Clothing, may I help you?
This is Pat Jones from Hope Industries. May I speak to George Grist, please?
Oh, Ms. Jones, this is George Grist speaking. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. The reason why I called is to ask if I can come and show you our new line of swimsuits.
I'd like that. Say, I'm free after lunch. How about this afternoon? Say, 1 o'clock?
I'm afraid I can't then, Mr. Grist. I'll be in a meeting all afternoon. I wish I could get out of it, but...
I understand. Is Thursday at 3 o'clock okay? Are you free then?
I think I am, but let me check. Ah, yes, 3 o'clock is fine.
Great. I'll see you then, Ms. Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Grist. Bye.
听第八段材料，回答第十一至十三题。
I remember you said we were going to stay for 3 days in Chicago.
We are.It's 2 nights in the hotel, July the 3rd and 4th, but 3 days altogether.
I see. We arrive early on the 3rd, and we leave at 11:30 p.m. on the 5th.
That's correct. As you see, I've got tickets for us on the night train to New York on the 5th.
So it is really a full day on the 5th.
Plenty of time for shopping, dear.We'll even have enough time for a show in the evening because the train station is near the theater district.
What about the hotel in New York City?
It's New York Sheraton on the 53rd Street. Though it's the tourist season, I was able to get a good room.
That'll be great. We'll have a good time there, right in the heart of Manhattan.
Now, after we stay in New York City...I've planned our visit to Washington as you requested. You have 2 days there before we fly to Boston.
I remember you said we were going to stay for 3 days in Chicago.
We are. It's 2 nights in the hotel, July the 3rd and 4th, but 3 days altogether.
I see. We arrive early on the 3rd.And we leave at 11:30 p.m. on the 5th.
That's correct. As you see, I've got tickets for us on the night train to New York on the 5th.
So it is really a full day on the 5th.
Plenty of time for shopping, dear. We'll even have enough time for a show in the evening because the train station is near the theater district.
What about the hotel in New York City?
It's New York Sheraton on the 53rd Street. Though it's the tourist season, I was able to get a good room.
That'll be great. We'll have a good time there, right in the heart of Manhattan.
Now, after we stay in New York City, I've planned our visit to Washington as you requested. You have 2 days there before we fly to Boston.
听第九段材料，回答第十四至十六题。
This morning, I'm talking with a very wonderful young man, Jimmy, the bike boy. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning.
So, Jimmy, tell our listeners what you do.
Well, many kids don't have enough money to buy their own bikes, so I find or buy old bikes. Sometimes, parts like the wheels may be broken, so I fix up the bikes and then give them away to these kids.
That's fantastic. What gave you the idea?
I guess I take after my father. He loves to help people.He always volunteers to help people in need.
Wow, your parents must be proud of you.
I guess so, but now I've run out of money, so I can't buy any more old bikes.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, I need to come up with some ways of getting money, or I'll have to stop.
This morning, I'm talking with a very wonderful young man, Jimmy, the bike boy. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning.
So, Jimmy, tell our listeners what you do.
Well, many kids don't have enough money to buy their own bikes, so I find or buy old bikes. Sometimes, parts like the wheels may be broken, so I fix up the bikes and then give them away to these kids.
That's fantastic. What gave you the idea?
I guess I take after my father.He loves to help people. He always volunteers to help people in need.
Wow, your parents must be proud of you.
I guess so, but now I've run out of money, so I can't buy any more old bikes.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, I need to come up with some ways of getting money, or I'll have to stop.
听第十段材料，回答第十七至二十题。
Mario Green and Mary Brown from River High School give up several hours each week to help others. Mario loves animals and wants to be an animal doctor. He volunteers at an animal hospital every Saturday morning. Mario believes it can help him to get his future dream job. It's hard work, he says, but I want to learn more about how to care for animals.I get such a strong feeling of satisfaction when I see the animals get better and the look of joy on their owners' faces. Mary is a book lover. She could read by herself at the age of 4. Last year, she decided to try out for a volunteer after-school reading program. She still works there once a week to help kids learn to read. The kids are sitting in the library,But you can see in their eyes that they're going on a different journey with each new book. Volunteering here is a dream come true for me. I can do what I love to do and help others at the same time.
Mario Green and Mary Brown from River High School give up several hours each week to help others. Mario loves animals and wants to be an animal doctor. He volunteers at an animal hospital every Saturday morning. Mario believes it can help him to get his future dream job. It's hard work, he says, but I want to learn more about how to care for animals. I get such a strong feeling of satisfaction when I see the animals get better and the look of joy on their owners' faces. Mary is a book lover. She could read by herself at the age of 4. Last year, she decided to try out for a volunteer after-school reading program. She still works there once a week to help kids learn to read. The kids are sitting in the library, but you can see in their eyes that they're going on a different journey with each new book. Volunteering here is a dream come true for me. I can do what I love to do and help others at the same time.